Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, I have to confess, up until yesterday afternoon, today was going to be Free for All Friday. But I have changed my mind because I am female and it's my prerogative. But I had booked a guest for Monday, and that just wasn't going to work out. He had some appointments that he was going to keep, and switching them around was going to still run us pretty tight. And I said, you know what, why don't we just do it tomorrow? So I'm going to have with me today a gentleman from here in Missouri, and I did that yesterday, and I'm not trying to just focus on Missouri. I want you to understand that. I do happen to live here, and I have to focus on it somewhat. But these issues that are coming up here are also coming up in your state. And as I preach every day, the way for us to turn things around isn't this presidential race, which is turning into a chaotic mess. Not that it didn't start out that way, but it's locally is the answer. We have got to promote locally and take care of what's going on in your county, in your state. So I have with me today a gentleman. I said, how do I introduce you? He said, just a citizen. So he's a citizen, and I'm gonna put down that he's an advocate for liberty. And, you know, that's what we've got to do. We've got to protect liberty. I want you to welcome today Ron Staggs. Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I really appreciate you rescheduling things so that I could have the opportunity to talk to your radio audience.
Well, you know, I had to talk pretty hard to the boss, but I was able to clear it. So it all turns out all right. And I know that this topic is going to be something that is going to touch many of my listening audience, if not every single one of them, because all of us are affected by this. So I'm just going to let you take the microphone, so to speak, and I want you to tell exactly what you're getting ready to do next week and how you have built up for this, because you had to do a lot of pre-work for what you're getting ready to do next week. So I want you to just tell what this is about to my listeners.
Okay. Well, let me give them a summary and the teaser. And basically, we're going to be going over some of the facts that have been presented to the Missouri House of Representatives as testimony against the particular bill that we'll be discussing. Of interest to people in other parts of your listening area, we do have available, if they do have Facebook, they can find a Facebook page that we've posted a consolidated spreadsheet that references each state and what their numbers are according to the CDC and the DEA on this subject. And what the subject today is going to be the prescription drug monitoring program. The bill in the House of Representatives currently today is HB 1892. It's called the Narcotics Control Act. It's kind of a little deceptive, but who's going to vote against a bill like that? That's how they do things. Mm-hmm. And let me explain exactly what a PDMP for your audience is.
Please do.
When these things first started out, they started out as a program to try to catch doctor shopping, and the DEA's focus has always been to try to reduce the supply of drugs so that it can't get diverted for illegal purposes. That's their mission in life. Of course, we all know how successful that has been. When you look at since 1980 to 2007, the DEA has increased their funding and budget by 11-fold, but during the same time period, heroin went from $180 down to about $20 a dose. So how effective are they? What that tells you is the supply is just phenomenal.
Okay.
So they have a false premise when they try to develop the program. So what they have come up with is a piece of legislation. We're the only holdout to keep liberty in place. What the bill really does is, as soon as the state passes it, each citizen in that state then loses their protection under HIPAA. Because then, and this is one of the few cases where state law trumps federal law, because that's how they wrote it into the federal law. If you initiate a PDMP, then you get whatever's in your law governs HIPAA. So,
all right. Now, when you let me back up just a little bit, because I want to clarify what you said. You said we're the only holdout. Do you mean we, as in the state of Missouri?
Exactly. We're the only state that does not have a working prescription drug database.
Okay.
What that database is designed to do is supposed to be, you would think by Narcotics Control Act that they would be just tracking narcotics prescriptions that are prescribed by the doctors. Oh, no. They're including every drug, or the capability to track every drug in federal schedules 2 through 4. And some of that stuff are like some sleeping pills, quite possibly different brands of ADHD medicines, mental health drugs. But that's by design. Why would they want, and I want our listeners to ask those same questions, well, why would they do that? And this is pretty common all across the country.
Now, as you and I talked yesterday, I may be jumping ahead here just a little bit, but as you and I were discussing yesterday, and this has been a fear, and I think I have shared this with my listeners before, you know, we talk about the gun control, and they're really focusing, even some of us that are absolutely Second Amendment people, you know, not me, but I am, but I mean, I'm not the one saying this. There's other people that have been strong Second Amendment supporters, yet they worry about this mental health issue too. Well, who's going to determine, and what is going to determine mental health? So they're going to get into your doctor's records. They're going to get into your private records. That's what I suspect. And who's going to make the determination as to whether you're mentally capable of having a gun? And you and I talked about this yesterday. I don't think it'll take a whole lot for them to say, you know, I think she could be a little bit of a problem. At least once a month when she has that little issue going on, she might be. Or if you've ever taken any antidepressant or anything like that, I think that it could be an issue. And do you believe that that's going to happen?
I see. I mean, potential is right there. We all know how the federal government likes to change definitions. We saw that with the marriage deal.
Yes.
Supreme Court changed that definition. In the education, head of the education department in D.C., he changed who can receive your children's personal data. So he's shipping it out of the country. For what reason, I can't guess. But I can speculate, but I can't prove. And then in this case, once we establish this, they're going to track it. And all it takes is an executive action by any president without Congress being able to do anything about it. And they'll say, oh, well, we're going to say that this drug is an indicator that you shouldn't have a gun. And if you're in that database, guess who's going to be knocking on your door?
And, you know, that's all part of this, and we're going to head into a break here shortly, but that's all a part of the Obamacare. And I would assume, and I'm just going to throw this out as we're going into the break, that this is all going to be, it's all a pretense of this war on drugs. We know that America has a drug problem, or so they would like this. But I think America has a drug problem. You see them selling it all the time on the commercials. Oh, my goodness, they're pushing their drugs for this and for that. If you just feel blue or low, then take this pill and it's going to help you feel better. But it's also going to say, you know what, she's got problems with her mental health. She can't contain it without taking a pill. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we'll find out exactly what's going to happen next week. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Ron Staggs. He's a citizen from Missouri that's an advocate for liberty. I'm calling it an advocate for liberty. You know, I had a guest on earlier this week, and we talked about Obamacare and how horrible Obamacare is. We know every time the government wants us to control us, there's usually something in the background for that. It's all about the word control and not about the word safety or preserving liberty. So you're telling us that Missouri's the last holdout on the states, that they don't want to have a database on these prescription drugs, particularly narcotics is what it's supposed to be. You know, Missouri has fought that same battle before with the Second Amendment, where we didn't want a database taken place. And so I guess we're kind of stubborn in that way. But what are we going to do next week to keep this from happening?
Okay. Well, let me tell you about, you know, the typical left and our Republican representatives have bought into it. And it's a very emotional issue for most people because almost everyone is touched by somebody that's been affected by drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is such a shame that the proponents of this bill don't tell them the people that have been affected and then will come and testify about their loved one, that it's not going to make any difference in the world. Not for their, it wouldn't have made a difference for their relative, and it won't make a difference for anyone else. And as I said in the committee meeting, I said, no one here can say a name of any individual that's been saved anywhere in the country because of a prescription drug database. and I can just back that up, is I don't know whether you, if you received and got printed out the copies of the documentation I'd sent you.
I did not receive them, and but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to take a quick look at it, if I can mention a Facebook page.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That would, and then your listeners can join us and follow along. The Facebook page, if they'll search for the 9-12, We the People of Monroe County, Missouri. And I have the chart, and I have a spreadsheet there, which is a composite of about three different sources from the CDC or the DEA. And we'll kind of go through a few numbers, and they'll be able to see for themselves. And if they're outside of Missouri, they'll be able to see where their state ranks, even after they passed a PDMP.
Okay. Because not, I'm on it. I'm there.
Okay. And there should be a post right there near the top, and that couple of pictures. And
okay.
It talks about the PDMP. If you want to look at the chart first.
Yeah, I see a chart there. I'm trying to it's kind of hard to see on Facebook. I'm on a little laptop here, so.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's just go ahead and talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. If you look at that chart, the chart continually increases. Now, that's not a decrease, is it, if it continually increases?
True.
And yet the databases are supposed to make that, or supposedly, help decrease the death. It's not doing it. It continues to go up. So why would you want to spend all of this money? Well, it's not important about even having a working database or a working program. Their intent is to get the database and the data to implement the mental health issue. That's what this is all about. And it's a expensive proposition, but they throw a hook out there. They've got a grant that they offer. When you look at the name of the grant, you don't know that it's a federally funded grant, but it is because it has somebody's name attached to it. And then also, they're distributing out money from a lawsuit with the company that developed OxyContin because they misled the public a few years back on the susceptibility to becoming addicted by using that drug. So there's a big lump sum that they had to pay, and it's been in a trust fund. And as the states implement it, they'll kick that in.
Now, like you said, we all have people we know or have been in contact with others that have had drug issues or drug problems in their lives. And I know that there was a gentleman that was a good person, a very good person, and ended up addicted to drugs because of some kind of issue with his back and back pain. And I think it started out with non-prescription, and then it ended up with prescription, and he ended up in trouble because he was addicted to the prescription drugs. But then, again, I know another person that is in a lifetime situation where this person has to take the narcotics for the pain that he is constantly in. It's not something that's ever going to go away. It's from a war situation when he was a Marine in Vietnam, and the Agent Orange has taken over his body, and it has caused different issues with it, and he has to take this for pain. And some of the things that they have done in the last year or so has made it harder to get his prescription drugs for this pain that his doctor says he absolutely has to have. Now, he's not addicted to it at all. Not at all. And yet the other person was. So, you know, what makes the difference there? I don't know.
Well, let me kind of go cover that particular situation. I kind of dropped a bombshell when I produced a report that was included in the what they call the Public Health Reports, which is the official journal of the U.S. Public Health Service. And they said in that particular report, they'd done the studies on the PDMPs, and they evaluated it. And their conclusion was that it really doesn't help at all. It doesn't have a particular impact on the dispensing of these narcotics or the overdose mortality rate. But what it does have an impact, and there are several studies that cite it, one of them is the Twillman study, and it highlights that the possibility of PDMPs result in the shift of of the pattern of prescribing and that the actual rate of abuse may not actually decrease. But what they're trying to say without saying it is doctors now know that they're going to be scrutinized. So a patient comes in and they know that drugs that they're going to want to prescribe is going to be tracked. Well, they will may prescribe something that's not quite as effective. Well, that's no good for the patient. And the evidence is that that's exactly what happens. And I believe that there'll be people out there suffering either because they can't get the appropriate medication or it'll be cut back. And what that happens, it's like in any kind of addiction, if you can't get it, you'll find a way to make it. If you're incarcerated, you'll find a way to make alcohol out of just about anything. If you don't have cigarettes, you'll go out and empty your ashtray and find one that you can smoke. Nature of addiction, you'll do just about anything to get it. Well, what this does, when you cut off that supply, even if it's a legitimate supply or reduce it, you're going to have to make up that with something. And it pushes them towards heroin because heroin is a much cheaper drug than a prescription drug. So that's one of the impacts that the study pointed out. But nobody ever wants to talk about that. Their main issues are that it's always going to stop doctor shopping. If the audience may not know what that is, it would be a person who would go out and visit several different doctors describing a condition that would require a particular narcotic. And you can't prove that the person's not feeling pain, so the doctors prescribe it. And with that multiple bunch, then they'll go around to different pharmacies and bring it in. Well, my contention is, and I do believe, and the research supports it, is it's of such minimal, I mean, it does happen, but it's of such minimal impact to the overall scheme of things that it really doesn't reduce anything at all. So it's just an excuse. And if you want to look at that spreadsheet, sometimes if you click on it, it'll make it bigger so you can see it.
It can only get so big on my laptop. And I'm getting old. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. Yeah. I'm looking. Now, you're talking about the spreadsheet or the graphs?
The spreadsheet. Because
okay.
That is what that is a ranking sorted by the lowest death rate for 100,000 people to the highest.
I'll tell you what. We're going into a break. I'm copying and pasting it. I'm going to have it sitting here in front of me when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talker Radio. This is Beth Ann. The government controlling and making a database of all your medications. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Okay, I used the magic of paste and copy, paste, and print. So I have it in front of me, in my hand, in hard copy. And so I'm going to have you kind of walk me through this. Now, you have the states listed on the left-hand side.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the year that the PDMP started for them.
Right.
And the drug-related death rate per 100,000 for 2014 is what you have in the second column. Now,
that would be the third column, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, in the third column, yes. So,
and then 2013 is right next to it, and then it shows the percent change between those 2 years.
Okay, so let's just take the top one. Let's just take North Dakota. It's at the top. So this started in they started their PDMP in 2008. So
right.
It was 6.3 is the death rate. Now, I assume that 6.3%.
Well, that's 6.3 persons per 100,000.
Okay, persons. Okay.
You and have to do that to adjust for population differences.
Gotcha. And so then in 2013, that was 2014, and then in 2013 it was 2.8. So it did go down.
No, you got to look from 2013 back up to 14.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it went, it's the other direction. Okay.
If you look at the percent change, that equates to 125% change, increase, basically, because it's a positive number. Now, how effective is that their database? And then I did bold, and I think what's important to show you that it is not effective. Is the spreadsheet has items bolded. The next one down on the list is Nebraska. It implemented theirs in 2013. 2014, it was 7.2. But the year before, while they were implementing, it was 6.5. That was a 10.8% increase.
Okay, so I'm just going to stop right here and play the devil's, well, it's not really a devil's advocate because I really believe what I'm saying. The database in and of itself, just to keep a database, is not going to change anything.
Right.
I mean, common sense would tell me just to keep a database, other than you have everybody's number, so to speak, it's not going to change everyone's activities or their behavior.
That's correct.
I mean, common sense tells me that. You don't really even need statistics. I mean, I'm glad you have them here. But I'm just saying common sense would tell you just because you write something down doesn't mean somebody's going to change their behavior.
Yeah. Well, and just think, we don't have anything and haven't had anything. There are still 14 other states that have had it, and some for quite a while, that are all worse than we are. And one of the states that we're tied with had a tremendous increase, and it was statistically significant. They went up quite a bit from 16.6 to 18.2 to become tied with us. They weren't tied with us, but now they are because this database does not treat the problem. But they don't care about that. We have to remember there's a framework, a structure that they're building. What are they really going to use this framework for? The framework, I would contend, is to give them access to those who are taking drugs that they will classify as mental health. And that's the only legitimate way that they can get to come and confiscate your gun. And who's going to say, oh, well, that's not a bad thing. Well, if that's a drug for sleeping pills for insomnia, here's what happened. And when I talked to my representative, he didn't believe me, but I sent him the information. Shortly after I think it was Newtown, Connecticut, when they had their school shooting.
Yes.
New York enacted a bill that would require doctors, because they have PDMP, they could do it, to notify their local authorities that they're prescribed these medications. And it was a sleeping pill for insomnia. The guy was a retired police officer. He had several, you know, firearms. They came and confiscated them. And that's basically, you know, how liberal New York is. Well, this is going to roll out all across the country. And over the past few years, Missouri's been under tremendous pressure. And I do want to applaud some of our courageous legislators, especially in the Senate, that have been able to block this. But we need to rattle their chains, because most of these people really don't know what's going on, and they hear the sob stories.
Well, and you know, Feinstein came out a long time ago and made the statement that all vets were mentally ill.
Right.
And most vets do have a gun. I mean, I'm saying that openly because I just know enough of them around here that I know that they have a gun, whether for protection or for hunting or, you know, they're not afraid of them. So they're more likely to have them because they have dealt with them. They know the safeties with them and all this and that. And so, you know, but she came out with that blanket statement that all vets are mentally ill. So what do you think that they're going to do with a database?
Well, once it's in place and they start collecting the data, that's when the executive order, and President Obama has already tipped us off, his approach is to restrict it through mental health. He's going to get Medicare, Medicaid people that are, he would consider them incompetent because they can't manage their own finances. So he's going to look at them and come and get their guns.
Absolutely.
So yeah. If he can classify you or me as impaired mentally because of taking one of these drugs, they're going to jump at that chance.
And then let's look at the other side of this coin. We are constantly being encouraged to take drugs for one particular thing or another. But when you watch TV in the evenings, whether it's the news shows or the movies or whatever it is you're watching, the sitcoms, one after the other, these commercials are pushing some kind of prescription drug that's going to make you feel better, going to help you cope with life better. And those drugs will be considered a mental drug.
Right. Well, and how many have you heard where they say you may have thoughts of suicide?
Yes. Increase thoughts of suicide.
This is not a stretch. And one of the troubling things is when you actually read the language of the bill, one of the things allows the Department of Health, I can't remember exactly how the state calls it, but it's the Department of Health, they will manage the system and they'll get these reports that are kicked out. And if they have reason to believe that a law has been broken, it doesn't say drug law, they can, without a warrant, refer it to the law enforcement. Now, where's the due process in that? They force you to put your data in there, and then they're going to come and arrest you.
Well, and we have seen this happening in other states. The state of California had something come across a couple of weeks ago with that very same scenario, but they were passing a law there that somebody could just tell an authority and they could go talk to a judge. I mean, a neighbor or a relative that says, you know what? They seem kind of blue lately. I'm not sure that they should have their gun. And no due process. They'll just come and take it.
Oh, it's happening in the schools.
Yes.
And the DFS shows up and says, you're putting your child in jeopardy. We want your gun. You know, and that really impacts a lot of the poor people. And that may be the only thing that's keeping them alive when they're living in some of these dangerous neighborhoods, mm-hmm. is the confiscation of their guns. And, you know, I feel sorry for the people that are put in a position like that. But the ultimate goal is still get the database at whatever cost. And what's surprising, what they're going to do is they already know that this bill is no good. Here's their strategy.
We'll talk about strategy when we come back. We're heading into one more break here.
Sure.
I wanted to say, government control is never a good thing. A database is never a good thing. Remember what they told us about Social Security? That it would never be used for identification? Mine still says that. That's how old I am. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Ron and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Friday, but it has not been free for all Friday. We've been talking about the issue of databases regarding your prescription drugs, particularly on narcotics. But what all is a narcotic, you know, that goes back to some of the other things that they're going to be they're going to put it all in the database. They're not just going to pick and choose what they put in there, I'm certain. Now, as we were going into the break, you were getting ready to share something. I want to give you that opportunity now.
Okay. I know we're starting to get towards the end of things, so I'll try to wrap this up a little bit. What your listeners need to do, and it will work even in states that have already got it, you need to contact your representatives and keep rattling and chain, because all these people, especially the ones, there's 12 states that have enacted this just within the past, since 2012. When you look at the numbers, basically the numbers say that 9 of the 12 showed increases. 3 of them statistically significant. Only 3 states showed a decrease, and none of them were statistically significant. Kentucky has they've had it since 1999, but they just revamped it in 2012 and had complete their implementation in 2013. When you look at the spreadsheet, you'll see their numbers. They're way below us and significantly higher death rate than we do. Again, and they have been classified as the gold standard for PDMPs because of their revamping. But their numbers still continue to go up. Why are we spending money? And here's the bad thing about it. They know that this bill will not work. So guess what? Once it's enacted, you never get it taken out. So they'll say, well, you got to do this to tweak it. That'll fix it. You shell out more money. That doesn't fix it. You got to tweak this. And then you shell out more money. It's a bait and switch, and then people just get tired of, you know, trying to fight it because you can't get rid of it once they create it.
Well, and I want to tell my listeners, too, that if you would like to have a copy of this spreadsheet, if you will send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will get one to you. I can print them off. It's just very simple to read, and it's easy to read as long as you're not dyslexic like me. I was going the wrong direction on those years. But if you would like to have and know what your state is doing and where you stand on that, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and tell me you want the PDMP spreadsheet, and I will get that to you.
Right, and those that do have access to a computer with and have a Facebook account, search for that website, or the page.
It's a page, Facebook page, and I will put that on the show's page so they can see the link to that.
Right, and there are links in that post that will take them to the original documentation so that they can verify, and if they want to show it to their congressman, show them what they've done, you know, because they'll have the facts just like I presented. I've given everybody in the in the committee a copy of all this documentation. It's not my numbers. It's government numbers. The only thing I did is I consolidated reports down so that you could see the whole thing, because that's how they do. They camouflage it so that it's hard to discern a pattern. Well, the spreadsheet sums it up, and I think it's pretty clear that it doesn't work. So contact your representatives and your senators. And an easy way, if you don't know who it is, you can go to house.mo.gov, and there's on that page you can enter in your zip code, and it'll bring up and show you who it is, and then you can click on their name, and it'll take you to their phone number and email address.
Okay, and that's in the state of Missouri.
Right.
Okay.
And I would imagine when you talk about government stuff, if you put house.whatever the prefix, like it'd be VA for Virginia.gov, it would probably take you to the House of Representatives.
I'm certain you can Google that. And, that, you know, that was kind of be something I was kind of going to challenge my listeners to, because everybody's hot onto this presidential race, but more important are the ones nobody's talking about, and that is right there where you are in your county and in your state. Who's running for office? Who's up for election right now? And those are more important, I think, than the presidential race, because that's where we make a difference, is at home. And I really believe that with all my heart. I understand it is important who we elect as president, but I believe it's more important who you elect there in your own community and in your own state.
You know, I really hate to admit it, and after presenting this information to them, I had a conversation. I won't say who it is, but they don't believe privacy is important. They do not believe privacy is important. And then one of them had the audacity say that, well, we just have to trust our government.
And that's the way our founding fathers felt.
That they will enforce the law, and then the process will eventually straighten it out.
Now let me say this right there. Yes, they do enforce the law, but they also make the laws, and many of the laws they make are unconstitutional, just like this, where they're going to take everything and put it in a database that is your privacy, and they're going to share it. They have taken your Social Security numbers, the government has, and they've put them in a database, and they share them. So it is no longer private. And you have to show it for an ID, which is what we were told we would never, ever have to do when they did that to us. So don't trust the government.
Well,
we the people are the government. Don't trust the government incorporated. Let's put it that way.
We can particularly not trust our state government in the aspects of how the Department of Revenue handled the real ID implementation and also the concealed carry thing, how it mysteriously got in the hands of the federal government by both the Department of Revenue and the Highway Patrol. So right now, I'm a concealed carry. I'm proud of it. But my name's in the hands of the federal government, and the first time I get prescribed something that would fall into that database, guess who they're going to come visit?
Well, you know, they were sorry. They said they were sorry about it, that was happened.
Yeah, and you know the federal government says, okay, we'll just delete that information. Right.
Well, we are just about out of time, Ron. I want to thank you for all the hard work. I know you've done a lot of research to put this spreadsheet together and this information and the graphs. And like I said, if my listeners want that, regardless of what state you are in, this is as much your issue as it is the state of Missouri. We're just the last of the Mohicans hanging in there and not caving into it, but they're trying to cave in now. So we're trying to fight that. But even if you're already on there, you can fight it as well. You need to get a hold of your representatives and your senators. But if you would like a copy of the spreadsheet or the graph, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And if you throw a dollar in there for the paper, that would really help as well. Ron, I'll see you probably next week running around down there. I'm going to be emceeing the Rally for Life at the Capitol on Wednesday. And you take care, my friend, and thank you for all that you're doing, folks. It's people like Ron. He said, just introduce him as citizen of Missouri. Those are the ones we need to come together with because they're working hard and they're keeping us informed. And together with education, we will bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at CSETalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.